Ralph heard the great rock long before he saw it. He was aware of a jolt in the earth that came to him through the soles of his feet and the breaking sound of stones at the top of the cliff. Then the monstrous red thing bounded across the neck, and he flung himself flat while the tribe shrieked. The rock struck Piggy a glancing blow from chin to knee. The conch exploded into a thousand white fragments and ceased to exist. Piggy, saying nothing, with no time for even a grunt, travelled through the air sideways from the rock, turning over as he went. The rock bounded twice and was lost in the forest. Piggy fell 40 feet and landed on his back across that square red rock in the sea. His head opened, and stuff came out and turned red. Piggy's arms and legs twitched a bit, like a pig's after it has been killed. Then the sea breathed again in a long, slow sigh. The water boiled white and pink over the rock. And when it went, sucking back again, the body of Piggy was gone. This time the silence was complete. Ralph's lips formed a word, but no sound came. Suddenly Jack bounded out from the tribe and began screaming wildly.
See? See? That's what you'll get! I meant that! There isn't a tribe for you anymore! The conch is gone!
He ran forward, stooping.
I'm chief!
Viciously, with full intention, he hurled his spear at Ralph. The point tore the skin and flesh over Ralph's ribs, then sheared off and fell in the water. Ralph stumbled, feeling not pain but panic, and the tribe, screaming now like the chief, began to advance. Another spear, a bent one that would not fly straight, went past his face, and one fell from on high where Roger was. The twins lay hidden behind the tribe, and the anonymous devil's faces swarmed across the neck. Ralph turned and ran. A great noise, as of seagulls, rose behind him. He obeyed an instinct that he did not know he possessed and swerved over the open space so that the spears went wide. He saw the headless body of the sow and jumped in time. Then he was crashing through foliage and small boughs and was hidden by the forest. The chief stopped by the pig, turned, and held up his hands.
Back! Back to the fort!
Presently the tribe returned noisily to the neck, where Roger joined them. The chief spoke to him angrily.
Why aren't you on watch?
Roger looked at him gravely.
I just came down.
The hangman's horror clung to him. The chief said no more to him, but he looked down at Sam Nerick.
You've got to join the tribe. You let me go, and me.
The chief snatched one of the few spears that were left and poked Sam in the ribs.
What do you mean by it, eh?
Said the chief, fiercely.
What do you mean by coming with spears? What do you mean by not joining my tribe?
The prodding became rhythmic. Sam yelled.
That's not the way.
Roger edged past the chief, only just avoiding pushing him with his shoulder. The yelling ceased, and Sam Nerick lay looking up in quiet terror. Roger advanced upon them as one wielding a nameless authority.